The Matchless Charms of Christ. Chapter 3. Righteousness is Love. In order to integrate the preceding chapters with the following chapters on the law in Galatians, we must briefly look at Ellen White's definition of righteousness. It is hoped that this will enable one to see how all of these explanations of Christ our righteousness fit together. Righteousness is holiness, likeness to God, and God is love. It is conformity to the law of God, for all thy commandments are righteousness, and love is the fulfilling of the law. Righteousness is love, and love is the light and the life of God. The righteousness of God is embodied in Christ. We receive righteousness by receiving Him. Righteousness is love, and this righteousness or love is embodied in Christ. Therefore, this righteousness or love can only be received by receiving Christ. This is how Christ becomes a heavenly guest, or an abiding presence, in the heart. Therefore, as we receive Him into our hearts, we receive righteousness which is love. By seeing how He first loved us, we see His matchless charms, or righteousness. Then as we are drawn to Him by these charms, we love Him in return, and love for Christ takes possession of the heart. This love is righteousness. According to this quotation, righteousness is conformity to the law of God. Too often we understand this conformity or obedience to be something entirely different from love. We know that Jesus described the law as Master, which is the great commandment in the law. Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. And the second is like unto it, Thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets. It is obvious that any obedience to the law would need to be acts of love. We also know that the Bible describes God's character as God is love. Since the law is a transcript of God's character, the law must be love. And Paul confirms all of this. Love is the fulfilling of the law. With all of this information concerning the law and love, it would seem that all Christians would view the law in this manner. But so few really do. Far too many see the law as dictatorial demands, the violation of which condemn us. The law is viewed as unreasonable obligations by a severe, demanding ruler, waiting to find some disobedience in us for which we can be punished. Oh, how many are on a guilt trip because of these misconceptions of God and His law! Obedience to the law is not some kind of works that make us righteous. True obedience to the law is an expression of love for God and our fellow men, which is motivated by the love of Christ which must already be in our hearts. And it is this love that is righteousness. We could not and would not have it unless Christ were in our hearts, because righteousness or love is embodied in Him. This is why Jesus said, If ye love me, keep my commandments. How perfectly Ellen White describes this. But notice here that obedience is not a mere outward compliance, but the service of love. The law of God is an expression of His very nature. It is an embodiment of the great principle of love, and hence is the foundation of His government in heaven and earth. If our hearts are renewed in the likeness of God, if the divine love is implanted in the soul, will not the law of God be carried out in the life? When the principle of love is implanted in the heart, when man is renewed after the image of Him that created him, the new covenant promise is fulfilled. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And if the law is written in the heart, will it not shape the life? Obedience, the service, and allegiance of love is the true sign of discipleship. Thus the scripture says, This is the love of God, that we keep His commandments. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. This is a much different kind of obedience. It is never performed to gain any merit or favor, never to escape guilt or punishment. It is motivated simply by love, unless in these modern times we define love in the worldly, secular sense which is so popular today. We must remember what biblical love, God's love, is. It will be seen that the glory shining in the face of Jesus is the glory of self-sacrificing love. In the light from Calvary, it will be seen that the law of self-renouncing love is the law of life for earth and heaven, that the love which seeketh not her own has its source in the heart of God, and that in the meek and lowly one is manifested the character of Him who dwelleth in the light which no man can approach unto. This love was demonstrated in the life of Jesus. What a different picture Jesus presents of God and His law. The earth was dark through misapprehension of God. that the gloomy shadows might be lightened, that the world might be brought back to God, Satan's deceptive power was to be broken. This could not be done by force. The exercise of force is contrary to the principles of God's government. He desires only the service of love, and love cannot be commanded. It cannot be won by force or authority. Only by love is love awakened. To know God is to love Him. His character must be manifested in contrast to the character of Satan. This work only one being in all the universe could do. Only he who knew the height and depth of the love of God could make it known. Upon the world's dark night the Son of Righteousness must rise. With healing in his wings. No force. No decrees. Only by love does he seek to win our loyalty and service. Only Jesus, who knew the love of God the Father from all eternity. Only he could make known and demonstrate the true character of God's love, which is also his law. This depth of love found in Christ is the matchless charms, that Ellen White termed it. It is righteousness. It is all found in the person of Christ, and it is he who we must receive into our hearts in order to have righteousness, which is love, and to be truly justified. We do not have to receive him. There is no force exerted. He seeks to attract our attention, our interest, our affections by beholding his glorious beauty of character. We must always remember that this is all wrapped up in Jesus and wholly dependent upon him, the righteous person, God manifest in the flesh. While the law is holy, the Jews could not attain righteousness by their own efforts to keep the law. The disciples of Christ must obtain righteousness of a different character from that of the Pharisees, if they would enter the kingdom of heaven. God offered them, in his Son, the perfect righteousness of the law. If they would open their hearts fully to receive Christ, then the very life of God, his love, would dwell in them, transforming them into his own likeness. And thus through God's free gift they would possess the righteousness which the law requires. It is all in Jesus. How wonderful! How appealing! How good is our God, the giver of every good and perfect gift!